devastate our
puja. As usual, we chant the normal puja. You compose your mind, develop the faith, then we pay respect to Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, then we will start the Theravada puja.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami, Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami, Kame sumichachara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamatatanna viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Continue with our 1:30 to 3 o'clock. This is supposed to be the Dhamma session. So, puja followed by briefing by Brother Teo on how to strengthen the five spiritual faculty, this one we have done, and how to overcome the five hindrance of mind, we have done. Then, to develop the understanding of the following essential Dhamma. We have covered the four right effort, remember? The five ways to overcome unwholesome thought or wrong thought, including wrong action, wrong speech, wrong livelihood. Then the five daily contemplation we already covered under the chanting contemplation section. Then now we are on the next one, the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. Anybody haven't heard of these three things before? Yeah. Oh, all of you have heard before, then easy. So I try to cover the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. Then after that I will cover the five aggregate of form and mind which we have already done. Then the next one is dwelling, dependent origination. So dwelling, you go to the end of your notes. There is this A3 size paper, very big sheet. You see this one? Pull out this sheet. Okay, so this one, stand by. After we are going to go through. Okay, now I start with this important, essential Dhamma. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. This one is a very important Dhamma. Three evil roots. First one is greed. Then hatred. That one is what? Delusion. What are the Pali equivalent term? Pali equivalent term. This is what? Loba. You remember loba, can I? I don't know the spelling correct, but you go back and check. This one is very easy. Dosa. Malay word for sin. You banyak dosa. So dosa is the evil root. This one is moha. So now you know the difference between moha and avijja. Avijja got another meaning. What is avijja? Ignorant. So ignorant and delusion. What's the difference? What's the difference? You already heard about ignorant. Then you also heard about delusion. How come the Buddha say greed, hatred, and delusion? Why don't he say greed, hatred, and ignorant? Correct. But what is the difference between this and that? This one is what? Delusion of what? Why are you deluded? Wrong view. Wrong view with regards to what? No. Ayo. Oh, until now, this one also you still don't get. You are deluded means what? You believe this is you. And I said, no. Sakaya ditti. Yes, I see. This is delusion because you deludedly grasp and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind and call this the me and the I, understand? Or? The five aggregate. Where's the five aggregate? Oh, I rub off already. This so-called human being, this five aggregate, you go and grasp and cling. Understand? Or? So what happened? Suffering comes to be, it becomes grasping aggregate, is upadana khandas. Khandas is aggregate, upadana is grasping. So the moment you grasp, it becomes a problem because you deludedly cling. So clinging and grasping is a result of your delusion. So this delusion is sakaya ditti, understand? Sakaya ditti. What is kaya? Kaya is your body there. Sakaya is ditti is wrong. Ditti is view. Understand? So wrong view with regards to the self, kaya, understand? So that's why it's called self delusion. Because you don't understand who you are and what you are. You think this is real. This is me. This is the I. Understand? So you come to understand one very important thing. delusion is only one small part of avijja. Understand? Avijja is the main one. Understand? Avijja is the main ignorant. Like Yun Chan say, ignorant of what? Ignorant of truth, the laws that governs life and existence. You don't have right view. Understand? People with wrong view is deluded and ignorant. Understand? So that's why this wrong view with regards to the self is one aspect of ignorance. And it's a very important aspect of ignorance. Because of this, all your problems come to be. Understand? Because you deludedly grasp and cling and think that this is me, this is I. Because of that, you think all this can be mine. That's why you want to own thing and have thing. So that brings us to what? The personality self, sakkariti, self-delusion, lead to the wrong view that cling on to this fine aggregate of form and mind. And this is what you are, the human being. The first aspect, remember? This is the first aspect. The first aspect as a physical body, human being. This is the first aspect. The second aspect is perception brings the external form. Perception is cognition. Understand? Whatever you perceive outside, that external form, you bring it to mind. Understand? So when the mind enters, when the form enters the mind, understand? Form enters mind. So mental form enters mind through perception. Then you also have the five aggregate, but this is the five mental aggregate. Understand? So every moment of consciousness, whether seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thinking, there is also the five aggregate. This second aspect is what the Buddha wants you to understand. This is the most important one. Understand? The first one is very easy to understand. So that one, he doesn't want to talk much about it. But he is very interested in this. This is the one that appears on your dependent origination, the 12 link, understand? Paticca Samuppada. This is the one that the Buddha talked about, not the three period of time. Understand? This form of mind is not a human being. Understand? This form of mind is the mental five aggregate. That's why every moment, every instant, it arises and it passes away. Understand? So this is the big difference. And this one, so far, I haven't seen a real textbook who write about this. So you have to meditate to understand, to find out. That's why for me, whether the book got right or not, not important. I understand like that, I share with you like that. Understand? It's for you to investigate and find out. And this one is very easy to understand. You can see it happening every moment, every instant. So this five aggregate of form and mind, the first aspect as a human being is the one that condition delusion. So this one condition what? A personality view. Correct or not? Because you deludedly cling to the form and mind, the human being as the me and the I. So what happened? You cling to it as a person. Understand or not? Person means there is a personality. You think this is you. Understand? You think this human being is you. Brother Teo, me. If I think like that, if I cannot understand, I suffer. Why? When I think this is me, then I associate and I grasp onto this fellow. Understand? Then what happened? I scared this body grow old, get sick and die. Correct or not? Suffering is the result, isn't it? I scared and fear of death because I think I die. Understand? Because you are deluded. You think there's a person who is born and die. Understand? Later on, when you come to realize the Dhamma, you realize a very important aspect. But don't panic. What I'm going to tell you, No one born, no one sick, no one die. Can you understand? Huh? You sure tell me, but I tell you, you're crazy. I'm born from my mother's womb, you say no one born. Understand? Huh? But are you that human being? Understand? Huh? That human being is not you. That segmented life is a condition arising, chemically conditioned for you to use. You deludedly think it's you. That's why you think you are born, that you will think you will die. Understand? Understand? That's why to see that this is not you, then you will realize why in the Heart Sutta, yeah? Sing Jing, you heard of this Heart Sutta, no? Towards the end, what did Kuan Yin Bodhisattva say? No birth, no old age, no sickness, no death. Answer no. No one to be enlightened to. No four noble truth, no nibbana. Like that one lucky penny. Here he's talking about ultimate truth. Wonderful existence after you have penetrated true emptiness. Because when he realized the true emptiness, the wisdom is so different. Then he realized completely, he no you, he no me. Understand? When there is he no you, he no me, then who born? Who die? Understand? Who get sick? Who get old? That's why deludedly you grasp, you suffer. Understand? So now you know what suffering is. Yeah? You know all the while. Why you hold on to this? I now ask you one very simple question. Do you really think this is not you? You will say, crazy, not me. You have been using this form of mind for so long. Every time people call you by the name, you answer straight away. Then, not you. Call you, you answer. People say anything and abuse that word or name, you get irritated, angry. So this sakrayadity trigger off a lot of what? Anger, selfishness, emotion, unhappy. And this is a cause of suffering. You attach and cling to this personality. This personality is what? Ego. Understand? Once you have the ego, what happens to you? Oh, sorry. Bring it a little bit more. Once you have the personality and ego, what happens? You think you exist. You think you're real. Then what happens? You want to own things. You want to possess things. Correct? Correct? So what is that? There is greed in there. Because you think you can own things in there. Yeah? That's why all the things that you want to own and possess, you not only want to own yourself, you want to own other people also, other bodies also. That's why you have all this, what they call, possessiveness. You want to own your wife, you want to own your husband, you want to own so many things. But are they really yours? Like the Buddha said, even your body is not you. Why you want to own anything? Nothing really tangible. Nothing really real. That's why when I say form is unreal, people cannot understand. They quote the text. Form is one of the four ultimate. Why you say not real? Paramatta. When you talk to people like that, very difficult. But they don't meditate to go in and understand what form is. How form come to be. Mind make a day. Through sanya, form come about. Without perception, without sanya, there is no form. No word, nothing. When your mind don't arise, there is nothing. That's why the Buddha said, mind is a foreigner of all things. When mind arise, everything come to be. I give you this example, you will know. You will laugh, I think. There is a, what they call, Mahayana story, yeah? At one time, I don't know whether it's in the sutta or not, I'm not sure, but I like this story. There was a hunter. He hunts so many years already, kills so many animals already. So one day he saw a rabbit. Of course, must be a legend. A rabbit can talk. The rabbit says, please, don't kill me. Don't shoot me. He said, why? Give me a good reason. Then I don't kill you. If you kill me, the world will come to an end. You believe, huh? The hunter say, you're crazy. I kill so many, the world still going on. The rabbit said, But for me, the world come to an end. Understand? Because the mind, no more, no world for the rabbit. Then this hunter say, oh, smart fellow. Okay, I don't kill you. See? Because he know, without mind, there is no life. No life means what? No existence, no world. Understand? The phenomenal world come from what? Like the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. That's why in Mahayana, this is a very powerful wisdom. Understand not? You know what they say? Mind is the forerunner of all things. But in English, you don't get the meaning. Understand not? But Mahayana in Mandarin, the meaning stand up so clearly. You heard of this sentence there? 一切为心造. Understand not? Everything arises from the mind. Understand not? 心造成的, created by mind, understand? Then you start to understand, without mind, nothing arises. Without mind, no perception, no consciousness. Then who am I? Vegetable. So without mind, there is no existence, no life, no consciousness. That's why consciousness is the basis of life, basis of existence. Understand? That's why the world that you experience is a phenomenal world, understand? World of consciousness, understand? Just consciousness come and go, understand? Five aggregate arising and passing away. But you cannot see because you don't meditate, you don't develop the wisdom to insight deep into it. Understand? Like just now, Adrian asked me one question. He said, "Brother, I meditate, I sit. How come got this vibration keep on coming to my ear? What must I do again?" So I say, if I answer you, it's a theory. You must find out. Oh, he said, investigate. Use my word again. But how to investigate? Never know. Never. You know what to do. You just silence your mind and find out how does that so-called consciousness come to be. Understand? Just like the Buddha explained in theory. There's an organ. There's a mind. Upon contact, trigger of consciousness, another hearing consciousness. But this theory, you know. But if you silence your mind and find out how that perception of that sound, that vibration come about, that is meditation, understand? But you never do that. You just straight away go to what the thought tell you. Wow, I got this vibration, very loud, very soft, keep on coming. Why? You think it's magic. You think you are special. But when you meditate, when you silence your mind, all sorts of things will happen. Depend on your past, your nature, your environment, everything. That's why meditation is about wisdom. You find out, you investigate, understand? So when you find out, it's direct experience, understand? So this part, the five aggregate, I will talk later. Now I go into the three evil root. Give me a minute. My pen is dropping. I need to tie it up.
Because this one, not so good. This one, no bad one. China style. No, I lost weight one thing, but because I carry my phone. So it's heavy.
Okay, settle. Because if I continue, it will drop. Then you don't see three evil roots. Okay, now come back to this. Personality. Because of this egoic mind, you arise the wrong view, you cling, you grasp. You develop this what they call selfishness and greed, understand? So selfishness is because you think you exist. You are selfish, for me or not for me. And you will come to realize through the heedfulness and the meditation that as a Putujana, before you become enlightened, I tell you, you will respect the Buddha like anything. Last time when the Buddha said, all living beings, before they are enlightened, they are ignorant, deluded. That time I was still a university graduate, civil engineer, so academically so good.
How can our Buddha say all ignorant, deluded? We think we have our intellect. So you know what happened? After I cultivate and develop the daily mind block, I suddenly saw my own delusion. I suddenly saw my own greed, my own selfishness. Almost everywhere, every thought, every instant. Then I tell myself, no wonder the Buddha is so wise. No wonder we are so deluded and so full of ignorance. And this is from meditation, you find out, understand? You know how I see it? When I become mindful and heedful, I start to see my mental intention. Everything behind my thought, everything that I do, you know what is the intention behind? If it's something to benefit me, I will do. If it's something for my family, my career, my company, or whatever, I will do. If not, I don't want to do. Isn't that selfish? It's for me, not for others. Seldom a moment where I feel for others, understand? Where I really want to help others. There are certain moments when I see somebody like very old, very poor, have problem. Sometimes I read the paper, then I will donate. Those are the moments where there is no greed, understand? No selfishness. You really want to help. You are very sincere. You just spontaneously donate. But those type of thoughts are very rare, unless you have the Dhamma. Then later, after I understood all this, when I start to cultivate, then I realize now, I cannot have all those selfishness inside. I cannot like everything want to think for myself, for my family. For me, no condition. You very close to me also no use. Understand? If got condition, you don't know me, I will also do for you. I will also share with you. I will also help you. Understand? But after I share and help, whether you follow or not, agree or not, nothing to do with me. Understand? And that is how there is this understanding that it is not me, not you. Understand? Everything is for my mind, for my mind. So then you understand this, then you ask yourself, who is arguing with who? Who is angry with who? Form and mind with a different view and opinion, arguing with another form and mind. Understand? Stupid. Stupid. It's a form and mind arguing another form and mind. But you take it so personally because you think you exist. Understand? Then that person also think he exists. The ego is so strong. Like you step on his tail, he step on your tail. So both the tail also spring, surprise. So you fight, you argue. Sometimes they go to war. Understand? Sometimes they develop the hatred, the anger, the vengeance, and they kill each other. Understand? This is why it's called evil root. Root of all evil. Understand? So when you have this delusion, you will have this greed, which is also part of your selfishness. Understand? That's why selfishness is very dangerous. Understand? Selfishness means do everything with this view of me, I, mine. Understand? That's why you are selfish. You think of yourself. Understand? Selfishness. Nothing to do with you, don't benefit you, you don't want to do. Not related, cannot help. Not your same race, you also think it's different. Not the same political party, also why. So all this is what human nature is, wrong view, don't understand. Thought divide, thought has power to create greed and selfishness. Then what else? What else is sufficient? What else is under this evil root of greed, loba? The meaning is very wide, very deep. What else? Apart from selfishness, what else? Huh? Stinginess, all those things is part of selfishness. Huh? Envy, that one is hatred. That one is hatred. Lustfulness, understand not? Lustfulness. Wow, why this whiteboard? Oh, it's not stable. Can we lock it? Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, that side not locked. No, this side must lock. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So selfishness, lustfulness, what else?
Huh? Covetousness. Covetousness. Huh? Then? Possessiveness. Correct or not? This one, married couple, try to own the other side. What else? Conceit, yes. Conceit. Very good. So you must know this meaning. Loba, this evil root, is the root of all evil. Whenever you have selfishness, lustfulness, this one, you can become very dangerous when you are lustful. You can rape and cause a lot of child abuse and all those things. When you are selfish, you do a lot of very negative things. Without this evil root, you won't break your precept. The selfish people will cheat and steal, tell lies. A lustful people will commit sexual misconduct. Correct or not? Then a selfish people, because of selfishness, they can scheme to kill and harm, understand or not? Just to get what they want. So selfish people are also possessive. Because they are possessive, they are selfish. Understand? They want to control their spouse. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. You must stay at home every time, every day with me. When I need you, you must be around. Then where is life? The other one is conceit. When you are very proud, very conceit, self-centered, isn't it? Yeah? So this is self-centeredness. There are a lot more. You can go into it. So now, understand. Whenever you develop your heedfulness, when you realize that you are selfish, it's an evil root. You must stop. You must reverse. Understand? You must not be selfish. What is the opposite of selfishness? Generosity. When you become generous, you cannot be selfish there. When you rejoice, mudita, you cannot be selfish there. Understand? Because selfishness comes from the personality, the ego, understand? This sakaya ditti. That's why this one is very powerful, very heavily ingrained in you. You will never believe it's not you, this form of mind, until you meditate. Now you understand the importance of heedfulness, meditation, to arise all this understanding. And I tell you all this, how many people can teach you? You have been attending Dhamma, some of you 20, 30 years, 40 years. You ask yourself, how do they teach? They just tell you, greed, hatred, delusion, three evil roots, finish. That's it. But they never even tell you this is the root of all evil. You must not have this mental state. You must not have this delusion to cling and to grasp. The clinging and the grasping is trying to own and trying to possess. And all this is selfishness. Then covetousness, lustfulness. All this is the evil root. But people dare not write or dare not explain because textbook never write. Very seldom you see people right. Okay, come to the second evil root. What is it? Hatred. In Pali is what? Dosa. Dosa means what? Sin. What constitutes this evil root? Hatred. Envy, jealousy. Understand? Envy. Envy, jealousy. Sama? Anger, hatred. Hatred, ill will. Hatred here already. Ill will. Sama? All your dislike, understand? Or your negative emotion, understand? Emotional negativity. Whenever you have this in your consciousness, you become evil. They are the root of all evil. When you are jealous and envy, what you do? You're very unhappy, you're very stressed out. Yeah. You want to do something to reverse this. Where you are jealous with somebody or envy with somebody. Then when you are angry, you are violent. When you have ill will, it's worse. That's why never hold all this in your heart. The Buddha even called this the three poison. Understand not? Oh, rain again. Huh? You know what is poison? It kills you, spiritually. It don't kill you as a human being. Spiritually, when the evil root are there, you are dead. Heedlessness. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless couldn't care. That's why they have a lot of evil root. They simply do things where they don't care about life. They don't want to find out. They don't want to understand life. So greed and hatred, these two evil root, every time you react, you react with emotional negativity, this evil root is there, understand? You become emotional. A lot of anger, hatred, dislike. Your pleasant and unpleasant experience is your greed and hatred, understand? That's why the five hindrance, the first two is sensual desire, you will. It's come from these two evil root, understand? That's why it hinders your mind from becoming peaceful. After that, the third evil root is very simple. Delusion means what? Self-delusion. You cling and grasp onto this deludedly. But because of delusion, it also ties out with ignorance. So what is the characteristic of delusion? Apart from creating the greed and the hatred. Where you think you exist, you have what? Fear, worry, anxiety. Because you scared you will die. So you worry about this form of mind dying. You worry about this form of mind getting sick, getting old. Then you project your thought. You very, very concerned about this so-called human being. What you are and how you are. So because of that, delusion, the sign of delusion is fear, worry, anxiety, and restlessness of mind. And now you realize the five mental hindrances are all there. Understand? Understand? Excess sloth and topper not there. When you are deluded and ignorant, there is also doubt. Understand? Because you're not sure about the truth. You don't know what is true. Yes. Ah, Mimi, they all is here. Okay. Come. Join us, Chua, the son, huh? Sadhu. Okay, we allow them to pay respect, huh? Then we can continue, huh? Afterwards, I will start the meditation. No. Oh, pay respect. Okay, Sadhu. Okay. Just give me a minute, huh? Okay, I have to maybe explain a little bit to Mimi, the husband, and the son. Okay, we are now at the 1:30 to 3 o'clock program. You look at your program sheet. We finish our puja, followed by briefing by Brother Teo. So I have covered quite a lot of topic. Last time I covered the five spiritual faculty. Then the five hindrances of mind. Then we develop the essential Dhamma, the understanding of the essential Dhamma. So yesterday I covered the four right efforts, the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong livelihood.
then we have done the five daily contemplation as per the recollection in the chanting book. So now we just finished the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. They are the roots of all evil. So you look at the board, since they just come in, I just rerun through it a little bit. The meaning of this greed, hatred, and delusion is very wide, very deep. The Buddha say, these three evil roots, they are the root of all evil. Understand not? Root of all evil means what? You have them in your heart, in your consciousness, you become an evil person. Understand not? And he also called it the three poison. It will kill you. Spiritually, you can die. That's why the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. The meaning is the same. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. And heedfulness is the path to the deathless. So these three evil roots, you must understand what they are. Otherwise, you cannot cultivate. Understand? You cannot develop the understanding and the wisdom. So greed, the meaning is very deep, like we go through. All of your selfishness is greed. All of your greediness is greed. Understand? Including your lustfulness, your covetousness, your possessiveness, your self-centeredness, your conceit. All this you can relate because day-to-day life, you encounter them as well. When you are selfish, are you an evil person? Because you think of yourself, you don't care about others. That's why selfish people can kill, can harm, can cheat, can deceive. Lustful people can commit sexual misconduct or rape people or take advantage of people. That's why now they got a lot of sexual harassment case. So, then covetousness is you have a lot of desire for certain things. You want to own them. That's why you go all out to get it through sometimes unscrupulous means. Then self-centeredness and conceit is the same. Because you have this selfishness. That's why this evil root of greed, when you have that, you will break your precept. You will lie, you will commit sexual misconduct, you will steal, you will cheat people, and you will cause harm and violence to arise. Then when you have anger and hatred, or envy and jealousy, which is the other evil root, the same thing happens. That's why never get angry. Listen, no matter what happened in life, first thing first, never react and get angry and become miserable. The moment you get angry is an evil root, you become an evil person. Everything you do will be wrong. Angry people don't speak right speech. Understand? Angry people come out with what? Harsh speech. Angry people simply hit out. Understand? No gentle and kind speeches. Understand? That's why you must not have this. Envy is another one, also part of this evil root. Jealousy also same. All your dislike and emotional negativity. So these two evil root, the basis behind is you think, you got delusion, you think this form and mind, this human being is what you are. Understand? That's why the Buddha called it self-delusion, sakkaya ditti. Ditti is view. Kaya is the self. Wrong view with regards to the self. Understand? The personality view. That's why this is what Eckhart called the ego. Ego. Personality. Understand? So, this is the egoic mind. Understand? So, when there is this ego, you will try to own things and possess things. That's why you become selfish. You become greedy. Understand? Then because you think you exist, if you cannot get what you want, or when you see something you don't like, you become angry, emotional, and so on. And this is how you get into trouble, because these are evil root of all. Then you become an evil person. Then you no longer have the Dhamma. Delusion is the worst, and so on. And the difference between delusion and ignorance, I already explained. Ignorance is avijja. Avijja is the big one, the big brother of delusion, moha. Understand? Ignorance is the overall. Ignorance of all the laws that governs life and existence. Ignorance of law of karma. Four noble truth, how the mind functions, dependent on you. They're ignorant of the truth. Understand? So because of that, it covers delusion. Understand? Because you deludedly grasp onto the personality self. Yeah. So when there is ignorance, delusion is part of it. Understand? But delusion, although it's only a small part of ignorance, it is the most important one. We are all of living being or human beings' problem, suffering, come from this wrong view. So when you have this wrong view, the result is you become greedy, you become emotional. And this is the one that creates all your suffering and problem. Then one more thing, because you have this delusion, your mind becomes entangled and miserable. This mind that is deluded, cling and hold on to this, that's why it projects what? Scared of dying. Scared of anything happen to this body. Getting old, getting sick and die. What it do? It projects fear, worry, anxiety. That's how you get into this deep trouble. Understand? So fear, worry, anxiety lead to restlessness of mind. And these are all hindrance of mind. And it comes from the evil root. That's why they are all connected. Sensual desire and ill will, the first two of the five hindrance is also part of greed and hatred. Understand? So now we finish this one. Huh? Okay. Any question? The three evil root. Any question? So good, no question. No question means what? Already understood. Okay. After this, we go on. We have this, what they call five aggregate of form and mind. Five aggregate, I think I have covered. So it become like something quite easy. Vincent, yes. Use the mic. Vincent got a question. Pass the mic to Vincent. Who is holding the mic? Who is holding the mic? Oh, they are both here. Sorry. Okay.
Right,
yes.
These three poisons, as you name it, especially deluded, has karma got to do with all this?
You see. Wait. You listen. Very good question. You see, what is delusion? Delusion is wrong view with regard to the self. As long as you are not awakened or enlightened, this delusion will be there. You will hold, you will believe this is you, you will cling. So, if you ask the question, is it related to karma? Of course it's related, because everything is related to karma. The Buddha says you are born of your karma, head of your karma, condition supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma, understand? That's why karma, condition, rebirth, understand? Once you are born, what happened? You inherit everything you have in there. But even the Buddha, even my life, before I connect back to my nature, the Buddha went through 35 years of cultivation in there. Oh no, sorry. 29, age 29, he renounced the world. He cultivated for 6 years. So before the age of 34 or 35, before he became enlightened, he still got delusion, understand? Understand? He still got ignorance. But the moment he connect and develop this wisdom and he inherit what he has cultivated, you can say that the form of mind enlightened. Understand? But the form of mind is not him. Understand? His nature is nothing to do with the form of mind. Understand? This form of mind is a vehicle and a tool for him to come and become the Sammasambuddha. Understand? So delusion will be there before enlightenment. Understand? Don't think that all being because you enlightened before you come, no more. For that life, yes. That life, once they become arahant or what, they're no more ignorant. Understand?
until the parinibbana. But when you take rebirth, it's a different thing, understand? Well, you haven't connect back, understand? The wisdom hasn't come, understand? Like Eckhart, you remember, not? He went through so much hell, understand? Even Bhikkhu, depressed. The mind state is so bad, suicidal tendency. Then all of a sudden, something happened. Connect, wake up the next morning, the whole world changed. Suddenly he start to perceive the chipping of the birds and all that. Then everything he see in the room like so pristine, so beautiful. And so, like never see before. And so. Why? Before that he's trapped in the thought. And so, depressed. And so. Cannot understand why society is that. He said, he cannot live with the world. He cannot live even with himself. Understand? Not? You know why or not? Because he has this past that allow him to see and understand all this. See? When he came out to society, he was still a university student. No? He saw everybody lie, including the pastor. No? He go to the church also lie. See? Then he himself also lie. No? Understand? Not? So he said, what is going on? This type of society, he said. How can like that? So he said, he cannot live with the world and himself. And he wanted to commit suicide many times. But he cannot come to terms with this thought. Then all of a sudden, when he was going through depression until his body shaked, he was so severe many times, he said. But that last time, something happened. Suddenly the thought ceased, though. Because he suddenly awakened to an understanding. No? He said, if he has this inner nature that say, I cannot live with myself, means there is two of me, he said. Understand? Not? One cannot live with this type of life. The other one is the one that is he's using on the thought, understand? Not? That is lying and doing all these things. Then suddenly, that awakening and wisdom connect him back, understand? Not? Then he suddenly, the whole body started to vibrate. No? Then he's like sucked in, no? Into an abyss, no? At the heart there. And you know what happened? No? He struggled, he panicked, no? Got fear. That's why you all don't struggle. No? Then suddenly inside his nature, the heart say, struggle not. No? Just relax. Do not struggle. Then he relaxed and he let things be. All of a sudden, he went into the unconscious, the unconditioned. The nature connect went deep inside, cessation. Then when he come out, all of a sudden he understood everything. The hearing consciousness started to arise. All of a sudden, chipping of the bird, first time here, actually all the time there. Then all the nice vibration and music. Then he look at the room. He has been staying in that room for so long. Like he never see it before. No? Everything is so different, so pristine, so full of beauty. The consciousness is so clear. He starts to see everything for the first time. Last time, never see one. Trapped in the thought, understand? Not? So this is what is happening. So when you have heedfulness and awareness, when you are silent, you can see all these things. This brings me to the condition. I think I want this sister to share. She came and reported to me after just now session. Han, very good. I will let her speak. Huh? Han, can you share? Huh? Get past the mic. This one is very good because she cultivate quite long already. And she has very good experience recently. Well, last time, I will explain later. She cultivate other type of meditation. Then she reversed to awareness, mindfulness. You explain what happened. Share your experience.
This morning.
You speak.
When I first came on the first day, I walked towards this hall outside and I felt the stillness of the room. The energy was very good. So I was a bit giddy because of the winding road. But Brother Chiu says that when we approach this place, he says that the mountain is beautiful. Yeah. Then I look at it, it's normal. It's normal. So yesterday, can I hear?
The other mic. Use the other mic. Yeah. It's okay.
So this morning, I went out for a walk. Then I looked at the mountain. Suddenly I saw the beauty, you know. The Normally, when I, those days when I stay there with the section, I just want to see a small picture, you know. Now, everything seems to me is so big, bright, and so beautiful, and calm, clarity.
Yeah.
So, as I walk towards the fishes, everything seems so beautiful to me. And the flowers, the dry leaves, the plants, the dry flowers. So, this is actually what I'm trying to teach us, direct seeing, seeing things the way I see. And the five habits of form and mind, and the four mental aggregates, as what you taught yesterday. And this morning, the non-self is so clear to me. So I came back and I sat before the class started in the sharing. So I was meditating, you know. So I was hearing, just hearing. I was with zero thought, and I was in a meditative mode, and I can hear so clearly the consciousness, just the hearing consciousness. It was so clear to me that there's nobody to hear and nobody to see. Just the hearing and the seeing, that's all.
And you know what happened? She sat there for 1.5 hours in stillness without thought. That's why the clarity of perception as well, the clarity of the consciousness. This is how you realize it in the meditation. How it come about, how it arise, how it sustained, and how it cease. And then you know there is just a consciousness. There is no one to hear. No sakayadidhi, no attachment, no clinging, no self-delusion as well. Then the clarity of consciousness, it's just a vibration. It's just a consciousness arising. But how come when you are deluded, you never have that experience? You straight away go to the thought. The thought say, oh, sound, nice music. But you never hear. Just like I told Andrian, silent your mind, just feel. And then you will experience all this. Then you will know what the Buddha mean by upon contact, not only feeling. Consciousness come to be, understand not? So all this is part and parcel of the cultivation. Well, last time when she cultivate, she go into concentration, she go into jhana, past life. Then after she has all those things, the mind become very calm, very still, very silent. But without the nature's awareness inside, understand? Like locked inside there, doesn't move, understand? With very little awareness. So the awareness is not a free mind. So because there is a conditioned state, then they experience like she is in equanimity, she cannot react and all things. But then when she shifts to awareness, she starts to see all this reality. She starts to experience the moment, the consciousness, the beauty and wonders of life, all of phenomena, everything becomes different. And this is what meditation is capable of. That's why when she came, she said, when she heard me say, when you do Dhamma contemplation, you look at the nature, the forest, everything is like so pristine and so beautiful. Then he looked, he said, he used his normal conventional mind. He said, the forest is just a forest, what is so special? He cannot understand. Then she come in and try to meditate, he said. He first felt that this place is very still, energy very good, where she can feel energy. Then she said, good. This is a good place for retreat. Then she come in, first day she cannot settle down. But then, today, she settled down, she went up. Suddenly her whole perception become different. Then he starts to understand what is direct seeing. Then he starts to understand why the mind, aggregate by aggregate, how they arise. Then when you really hear, without any interference of thought, there is nobody listening. Understand? It's just a consciousness arising. And it's so clear. Understand? And this is what meditation will bring you to the direct experience. Understand? Then the awakening will allow you to link all the Dhamma and the Buddha Dhamma that the Buddha teach. Understand? Then you understand yourself. Nobody need to teach you anymore. Understand? But this is direct experiential. Understand? That's why this will give you a lot of confidence and faith. It doesn't come from me. It's somebody who just did it. And this one, you need to stabilize this type of wisdom. After this, you need to contemplate until very clear, until that understanding and wisdom very, very stable. But she don't have to worry already, because she will know how to deal with situation. When the situation comes, she will know what to do. But she cannot explain yet. She cannot give you the understanding yet until it become very stable. Then after she become very stable with the understanding, she not only can explain, she can live. She can really live. So the cultivation is very different. No? Not what you think. So Dhamma is like that. Okay? So this part is useful. I feel that I must allow her to share. So now we go back to the next one. No more question. Ah, yes. Amy, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just now, when you, after Sister Hang,
you
were explaining to us, there was one part you mentioned, she can manage to see how it arises, sustain, and
isn't.
Can Brother Teo explain a little bit more on sustain?
Okay. You see, like the hearing consciousness, okay? Because of that clarity, she will know the moment of its arising. As long as the vibration continue, it will sustain itself. But no thought. Then the moment I stop speaking, it ceases. Then another vibration comes. So this is how. You can also look at phenomena. No need to go for the hearing. Because what I awaken to is the seeing, the phenomena. I was driving one day, after my teacher moved her hand, I really understood. Then I make one inquiry. Because my teacher always tell me, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? She never explained, no. She just said, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? Then as I drive back, because I already awakened and understood, I just silence my mind and I drive with awareness. Then you know what happened or not? Suddenly I start to see everything that arise, sustain, and passing away. Every phenomenon. Where she always say, you must be at the moment of phenomena, of its arising, sustaining, and passing away without thought. Then you will understand all this. Then I suddenly, with that understanding, suddenly my silent mind awareness, able to see, even the tissue paper that is on the road, as the car passed by, it start to move. The moment is, my mind is with it, the awareness. I didn't focus, I didn't perceive, I just aware. Well, I have to be aware of driving. Then I saw the thing like slow motion. But the thing was not slow motion, like my mind slowed down. But no, actual thing is the same speed. But I can see it like slowly arising, so clear. Then it's sustained. Then when there is no more wind or energy, land on the floor. That phenomena ceased to be. Then I saw so many things. The moving car. The moving of perception, feeling, activity of mind, consciousness. Then everything like so clear. Moment to moment, moment to moment. That's why after that I went back. I was full of joy. Then I contemplate. Then I understood what this thing is. That's why I can share with you and teach you so easily. I don't read from book. I understand it through my own cultivation. So this is what the characteristic is all about. It needs to be awakened to pasana, understand? Insight into. Not through the thought, rationalize it, understand? Not through the thought, trying to look for it, understand? Okay? Yeah. Okay. So now we go on to this. We go into the 12 link first, Paticca Samuppada. Wow, every day Dhamma session rain so heavy. Yesterday also same. Okay, the law of dependent origination. For those who just came in, Chua and the Sun is at the towards the later part of your notes. There is the A34 paper folded. Dhamma discussion transcript on law of dependent origination. Paticca Samuppada. Based on a direct transcript from the recorded talk as given by me on the 8th of September 2005. There's a book on this, blue color one. Those who are interested, you don't have, you can ask from me. I lend you go and photostat. Ah, there. Yeah, Aung B got a copy. You all can borrow from her if you want. It is for free distribution. We are donated by Kayanamitta Fund, dated May 2008. So this is very good. You turn to the next page. The 12 link is all in the diagram. Appendix 1. There is a table on your right. Notes to appendix 1's chart on dependent origination. So the first link is what? Number 1. What is written there? Avijja is ignorant, understand not? Dependent on ignorant arise what? Sankara, which is mental activity. Okay? So on the diagram, you don't have explanation. You look at the notes. Avijja is what? Ignorant of the truth or reality of existence and life. Means the law that governs life and existence. Understand not? Like law of karma, karma niyama. Law of the mind, chitta niyama, and the law of dhamma, dhamma niyama. Lack of right view with regards to the law of karma, four noble truth, and the law of cause and effect or dependent origination. So this is the main ignorance, understand not? Then sankhara is mental activity, mental volition, etc. The content of consciousness. Everything that the mind can do, including the aggregate of feeling and perception. Remember I told you? The Buddha separated it out because he has a reason. So this is why you will come to understand the why the Buddha always used the word sabbe sankhara anicam. Sabbe sankhara dukkham. Means all of sankhara is impermanent. All of sankhara lead to suffering when you hold and cling and grasp. So, sankhara is a very, very important word, a very important aggregate to understand. Everything that your mind can do is sankhara. So, thought is just consciousness and its content, isn't it? Everything that your mind can do is the content of consciousness. Understand? So, consciousness is like a receptacle. You input the content of consciousness, your mental intention, your perception, your feeling, everything, manasikara, everything, attention, then it becomes a thought, understand or not? So this is how you will understand. So now the first link, I ask you, how come when you are deluded or have ignorance, sankhara come to be? How do you understand it? Because you don't understand what truth is there. So what happened? One thing to know, one thing to understand, what do you do? You go and think, isn't it? Mental activity is all your thinking. Understand? All of your activity of mind that you create. So when you think, what happens? You make contact with the mind, isn't it? Where you think with the mind, isn't it? So thought arise, understand? So when thought arise, what is thought? Thought is five aggregate, understand now? Five mental aggregate. The second aspect, just now I already shared with you. The first aspect is as a human being, understand now? As a human being, you got a physical form. Then you got a mind. So you are the form and the mind. Understand? The mind got four aggregate. The mind can feel, can perceive. Like what is written on the board on the right. It can feel, it can perceive, it can create what they call perception. It can create activity of mind, mental state, everything, then it can become conscious of things. So this part is very important. Maybe for the benefit of Mimi and the husband and the children, I explain this. To understand mind, there are two aspects. The true mind is just pure awareness, just aware, understand not? And this one cannot come out and live, understand not? Aware, essence of mind. Pure awareness. Sorry, Is it not balanced? Pure awareness, Or essence of mind. Okay. So this is the true mind. Understand not? Then there's another one. Condition arising mind. Your mundane mind. Your thinking mind. Understand not? Another word is thinking mind. Understand not? These are the two aspects of mind. This thinking mind is what your consciousness is. This is what you use to live life. Understand? That's why you need to use thought if you want to live life, you want to exist. But in order to understand things, to develop the wisdom, you cannot use thought. Understand? But you want to realize the truth or the Dhamma that is beyond thought. Understand? That's why you must use the silent mind, the true mind, the direct seeing, the awareness, sati. Understand not? So this is the two aspects of mind. So when you come as a human being, this is what you are, karmically conditioned into this world. You have a physical form, physical body. Yeah? This is a form. Then you have a consciousness trapped inside, karmically trapped inside. This is what you are, the mind. Understand not? This is the first aspect of the five aggregate, form and mind. Yeah? The form as a human being. Then the mind, the Buddha said, it can feel. There is feeling aggregate, hot or cold, pleasant or unpleasant. Understand not? Then this sanya is perception. The mind has the ability to perceive, to cognize things. Understand not? And this is the aggregate cognition. I don't know correct the spelling correct or not. Perception and cognition. Understand not? So it can perceive and cognize the external world, understand not? All the external form. So this is the one that brings the form into the mind. Mental form enters the mind through perception or sanya, understand not? Then there is this third aggregate. The mind can think, can plan, can scheme, can be deceitful, can do all those things, understand not? Can have mental state, emotion, and mental intention, and all those things. Mental formation. All of the things that the mind can do. This is Sankara, understand? And then there is another aggregate that the mind can do. The mind can become conscious of things, understand? When you have the ear as a hearing organ, you can become conscious of what you hear. You have the eye, you can become conscious of what you see, understand? Conscious of what you smell, taste, tactile, feel, and think. So consciousness is also another aggregate. Yeah. So consciousness with its content. The content is actually Vedana, Sanya, Sankara. But these two, Vedana and Sanya, are included in Sankara. Understand? So the content of consciousness is actually Sankara. Understand? That's why the Buddha always used this word, Sabbe Sankara, Anicang. All of Sankara, mind state, mental activity, mental perception, or whatever, or feeling, or what, they come and go, impermanent. Yeah. So this is the important one. Then the second aspect is, as a mental five aggregate, understand not? The form is the mental form, understand not? That's like every moment of contact with the mind. When you make contact with the mind, what happens? Like the physics experiment, you become conscious. So mental consciousness come to be, understand not? That's why avijja paccaya sankhara. Then when you start to think, you create mental consciousness, understand not? That is how vijnanam come to be. And vijnanam is the mental five aggregate. And this is what? Yeah? Means vijnanam is no longer pure consciousness. Understand not? It's consciousness with its content. And they call it the thought. Understand not? Okay? So now you go to the notes. The third part, you will understand. What did I write in the notes there? Vijnanam implies the mundane mental consciousness. Understand not? Or the six types of sense door consciousness. Understand not? This is your mind make contact. Understand not? While you're thinking, is mental consciousness, five aggregate. But if you see something, it's mental seeing consciousness aggregate. Understand not? The five aggregate of seeing consciousness. Then when you hear something, it's the five aggregate of hearing consciousness. That's why there are six types of vijnanam. Understand? Because there are five physical senses and the mind total six types of consciousness. Then consciousness, dependent on consciousness, it conditioned, pachya namarupang. Ah, this is the five aggregate of form and mind, mental five aggregate, understand not? The first aspect is form and mind, or mind and form, body. The form is the body as a human being, understand not? The second aspect is the form and mind, where the form is the mental form, understand not? As five aggregate, or the mental mind, or the mundane mind. This one is egoic mind, the unreal, the fake you, born of Sakaya Ditti, understand not? So this is the one that form and mind, understand not? The five aggregate, that every moment you take birth, understand not? And this is the thought, understand not? It's egoic. Then dependent on this five aggregate, or the namarupang, arises the sense basis. Because without the sense basis, you cannot become conscious, understand? It cannot arise the respective consciousness. So this is what sense bases are. The internal sense bases are the five physical senses. Then the other one is the mind, understand? So all these you can make contact and arise the respective consciousness. So dependent on namarupang, salayatana must be there. Then dependent on salayatana, the sense basis, contact is possible, understand? Contact of mind with sense basis. Then when sense basis has this contact, feeling will arise, understand? Feeling is vedana. So basically the Buddha said there are three types of feeling: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feeling. What is pleasant and unpleasant? Your like and dislike, isn't it? That's why when you say pain, it's aversion, isn't it? Evil root, isn't it? Hindrance of mind, isn't it? That's why in meditation, the Buddha never teach you to note pain. He said, the feeling when they arise, you must be aware. And I said, aware of what? Aware of the feeling. Then if you label it as pleasant and unpleasant, you must be aware, understand? Means what? You have already arisen the hindrance of mind, understand? That's why the Dhamma Nupassana, the first two categories, when there is this hindrance of mind or sensual desire or ill will, you must be aware, understand? Means that is the reason why you are not peaceful, understand? They hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of peace and calm. Then you're supposed to trace how this sensual desire you will come about. Before they arrive, it was not there. Then you will come to know the reason for its arising. Understand not? Then later on when it disappears, you will see how it disappears. Then you know how it goes. Understand not? Then after you have developed the wisdom, you will come to know how in the future all this hindrance or mental hindrance of mind will not arise anymore, whether in the future or what. So this is how you meditate to Dhammanupassana, understand? So Dhammanupassana, you understand, then you will know what to do. So sensual desire and ill will, these are the evil roots, these are the hindrance of mind. So you cannot cling, you cannot hold. So when feeling arise, feeling is just feeling. But because of avijja, delusion, ignorance, it conditions craving. That's why the next one is craving. Understand? Tanha. What is tanha? Craving. Craving means what? When you like, positive craving. Understand? Your like and your dislike. That's why you got positive craving, negative craving. They call it karma tanha, bhava tanha. Then after that, craving for existence, which is bhava tanha, craving to be. Then craving not to be or non-existent is vibhava tanha, understand? They always use this word which is wrong. They don't use craving to be. Craving for becoming, they say. Then craving for annihilation. Actually, it's not to be. This is not annihilation, no. You see, bhava tanha is craving to be, become something, understand? Like you want to become the CEO of a company, you think very good. Wow, you work very hard. become. Then when you're promoted, you are there, you realize the hot seat. So then you're the one craving not to be. It's not annihilation. So all this is, every day you experience that. At first you see people getting married, become father, very nice. Craving to be married, craving to be become a father. Oh, you're very proud. After become father, so much headache. Then you're craving not to be. Then you want to renounce the world. You want to go meditation. Understand? So the craving to be and not to be is every day. Understand? To become a better person. Understand? To become a nice, understanding parent or mother. To become a good friend. Understand? To become a good mother-in-law, father-in-law, a good daughter-in-law. All this is becoming. Means you're trying to be somebody, something. But you are never your true self, your true nature. You always want to become what the thought tells you to be. So this is where craving gives you problem. The three types of craving. Sensual craving, craving to be, and craving not to be. And because of that, you have a lot of suffering. Then craving, condition, grasping. Not only you crave, you become so strong in your craving and desire. You start to grasp at the thing you crave. Understand? Then grasping, condition, becoming. Becoming is what? Bawa. Understand? Grasping is upatana. So vedana pachya tangha. Tangha is craving. Tangha pachya upatana. Upatana. Upadana or upadana is grasping. That upadana condition, bhava, which is becoming. So this upadana is what the Buddha taught. The five grasping aggregate. Upadana khandas. Understand? Under the first Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. Understand? He summarized all of suffering. It is because of this five aggregate of grasping, upadana khanda, that I call suffering. Yeah, these aggregates are not pure, they are grasping. But for the enlightened one, the arahant, they are pure aggregate, non-grasping. Means at the moment of conscious feeling remains as pure feeling. Understand? Perception is direct seeing, pure perception. Understand? Sankara is pure sankara, no grasping. We are not deluded. Understand? The thought cannot create delusion for you to grasp and cling and become miserable. Understand? That's why arahant don't suffer. Enlightened being, the Bodhisattva, the Buddha don't suffer. Because they can arise the pure aggregate. Then consciousness is just consciousness. They know there is nobody behind the seeing, the hearing, the smell. That's why they have pure aggregate. That's why their aggregate is not upadana kandas. It's just kandas. Natural aggregate, pure. So now you understand. Then because of becoming, you can take birth, transgression. You are born into it. Understand? Take for example, you are very lustful, very possessive. Then you develop this desire. Understand? So when you see some beautiful form, at first you have this craving in it because there is this feeling inside, but you are not enlightened yet. Understand? Then the body will react, understand? Because the mind has that wrong view. It has the lust, you see. It wants to have that pleasure. So the lust will initially become craving, understand? You crave, you try to like want it, understand? So at first it can be in the thought level, understand? Then at the thought level, because you think so often, it has built up this desire in you, understand? This craving in you. Then what happens? The next moment you see a beautiful form, wow, the thought recalls through memory, then you grasp at it, understand? Then you wanted to have it, understand? Then after that you become so lustful, what happened? It's now no more grasping. No? You become that lust, understand? When you become that lust, it's hell or dangerous. Then you can transgress. Then transgression is what they call birth. You are born into that lustful thing. That's why you can rape and abuse people. Understand? Or cause sexual, they call, what, in the office, sexual harassment. then you get sued just because of that last food action and thought. They can sue you in US for millions. So you have to be very careful. So all this is what they mean by transgression, birth into that thing. Not new person born, no, not the 3 period of time, no, understand? Otherwise, no use. You cannot use it to live life. Then because of birth, all this will come about. Wherever there is birth, there will be old age, sickness and death, sorrow, lamentation, all those things, understand? That's why the whole mass of suffering, jara, marana, and all those things. So this is the dependent origination. This is how your mind works. This is how you function as a human being. Okay? Because this time, I don't have much time. Last retreat, we spent a lot of time. We spent almost one whole day or what? The closing day on this dependent. I finished off the blue book almost. But this time, no need. Because most of you have some understanding, right? I just print the summary page, the last page. If you are interested, you want to find out more, you make a photostat copy of the blue book. It's very good. Huh? Okay, we finish with that part. Huh? Oh, good. We still got. Oh, we are left with 5 minutes here. Okay. I thought I still got 35 minutes. Okay, never mind. Huh? 5 minutes, maybe you ask me question. Huh? Well, after that is meditation. I will give you instruction to meditate. Yeah? You have 1.5 hours, so we can spend a little bit of time. You got any question or not regarding this few topic that we just finished? Yeah? Anybody got any question? Yeah. See, rain also stopped already. Any question? Oh, don't have. Oh, everybody understood. Very good. Okay, if not, maybe if not, we will go into the meditation. I will give you all the instruction to meditate. Because Chua, the son, and Mimi just arrived. So I will give you some instruction to meditate. Yeah. I need to spend a little bit of time for their benefit. Okay, if you look at the meditation. Formal